You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
This is Fatboy Slim. It is indeed Fatboy Slim. No, that's not a New Zealand tune, but it's been played for a very special reason this morning. We've got Deb from Cloud Workshop and Billy from Hollywood Avondale in the studio. Kia ora koutoua, how are you both this morning?
Pretty good. Nice to have a dance to praise you and ode to Claire this morning.
It's such a wonderful song, and it is an ode to Claire. Now, tell us about your friend Claire. There is a very special screening happening, fundraiser screening for the Cloud Workshop at the Hollywood this weekend.
Well, Dr. Claire McClintock, it's no cliche to say she's a total rock star of the New Zealand and international medical world. She was a haematologist and an obstetric physician. She was the head of some really crazy ass International Society of Thrombosis and
Hemostosis.
Yes, but a real force of nature. Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
She was my dear friend for about 33 years. Bill, how long did you know Claire for?
Probably since I was about 10.
Nice.
Yeah, so about.
Absolutely feisty, a real protector of women, a real fighter for women. She was known as the Red Fox. So Billy had to choose Fantastic Mr. Fox to play at the Hollywood to fundraise for Cloud Workshop.
Now, Cloud Workshop, Deb, I'm sure some of our listeners will be familiar with the mahi that you do, but what is Cloud Workshop for the uninitiated?
Okay.
Fantastic group of people collected there.
Okay, it's a punk act of love for the community. It's an art workshop for bereaved kids, like kids who somebody close to them has died, and we do have the most phenomenal crew. You know, they're amazing, like artists, architects, teachers, mothers, doctors. Claire was a really huge part of it. She was really important, especially in establishing it. We're 15 years old now. We've provided hundreds of really great art workshops. So that's why I'm very grateful to Billy for this special screening. It's it's quite a big deal. And it's going to be lovely because I think lots of the families are all coming out and lots of people who want to support us.
So. Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's one of those places where I know a lot of people who've had interactions with Cloud Workshop and who've either had people who've found their sort of healing space through that place, or who have been able to help out or you know, be part of the kind of process of that for others. And it is a really wonderful thing that you do. So this is a special place to be putting some money and a really special place to be celebrating Claire's life as well. Bill, tell us a wee bit about why Fantastic Mr. Fox this weekend.
Well, as Deb said, because Claire is the red fox, and I think everyone connects to the concept of Cloud Workshop because everyone is missing someone, no matter who they are.
Yeah.
And that brings us all together. And we're really missing Claire, which is sad. We lost her last year around Christmas time. So we really just wanted to do something to remember her and to kind of fight the missing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Fantastic Mr. Fox is such an amazing movie.
I love it. It's a personal fave.
Claire loved it, and Tyrone loved it, who's Deb's brother. And we just want to have some fun.
Yeah.
And do something good at the same time.
Totally. And so this is open to anyone who wants to come along. If they want to get tickets, where do they go, Bill?
HollywoodAvondale.nz, or you can follow @CloudWorkshopNZ on Instagram to find a link to tickets. You can walk up as well, but
awesome. Hurry
up because the tickets are selling fast.
They're zooming out the door.
Yeah.
Deb, if people are listening and they know someone who could really benefit from Cloud Workshop, can they get in touch? What's the process for contacting or finding out about the space?
Yeah, of course. Well, we've got a website and we've got an Instagram profile. People just get in touch. Yeah, and then we work out the best way for their child to meet Cloud, whether they come in, you know, by themselves or whether they come right in. Cloud's quite exciting and rowdy, isn't it, Billy, sometimes?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I love it.
There's two sort of sides to Cloud. There's Cumulus, which is on Thursday afternoons. That's a drop-in for teenagers. That goes from 3:30 till 6:30, and that's really fabulous. It's very informal. They make art. They play ping pong.
The best snacks ever, by the way.
Nice.
The bread is one of the big reasons why I come.
Sometimes I joke they just come for the afternoon tea. But no, the main thing that Cloud provides is solidarity and also great art making. I believe in art. I just read this great quote by Jeremy Deller, the British artist, who said, "Art is a way of staying in love with the world." And I thought, yeah, that's perfect. The other thing that we love at Cloud Workshop are a lot of Nick Cave and Susie Cave's philosophies. And in his brilliant film, One More Time with Feeling, a brilliant but, you know, absolutely harrowing film post his son Arthur dying. It's a documentary about him trying to finish an album called Skeleton Tree. And at the end of it, he says that him and Susie decided they were going to be happy again as an act of defiance, as an act of revenge. And we, I love that so much. We've appropriated that.
I mean, that's a deeply punk philosophy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I really loved the stuff that you included in Tyrone's book from Nick Cave, Deb.
Yeah, oh, thanks, Bill. Tyrone Smith is my youngest brother, and he died 5 years ago this August. And it was an untimely death. He died of pneumonia. He's a beautiful soul, an amazing artist. But I ultimately feel that he died as a result of being unsupported by the world as a bereaved child. Our father died in 1981 when he was very young, and Tyrone was 12, and that's a really dodgy age for kids. You're not an adult and you're not a child. It's a dark
tricky time,
dark. But I feel like my connection with Nick and Susie Cave has come about through Tyrone. I feel like it's a gift from the overworld, from Tyrone, and they have been phenomenally supportive of me and Cloud Workshop. And in some of the darkest times, they've really held out a hand and taken me with them. And for anybody who's listening, who's in the really early throes of grief, which I have to just say is the sludgiest hell on earth, if they want to search up Nick Cave's Red Hand Files, there's some brilliant stuff about grief there.
Hmm. Yeah.
His new book, Faith, Hope and Carnage, oh my God, it's a real gift for the bereaved.
Yeah.
I've read it 3 times and scribbled all over it, and it just makes me feel vindicated about what I'm doing and how I feel about grief and stuff like that.
Absolutely. And as you both said as well, being able to share that with other people is so important, and that's what this weekend's going to be. That's what this Sunday's going
to
be.
Yeah, we're going to have fun, and you can do something to help us and help yourself by having a good time.
Exactly. Support the amazing mahi of Cloud Workshop. Go and celebrate Claire's life and watch a fantastic, pun unintended, movie, Fantastic Mr. Fox. Deb, you've picked us another beautiful song this morning. What are we about to listen to?
It's Galleon Ship by Nick Cave, and we've stolen it for Cloud Workshop, luckily with his blessing. It's a killer song. It sort of addresses the aloneness of what it's like to be bereaved, and there's a line in it that I'll let the listeners decide for themselves, but the line that starts with, "For we are not alone, it seems, so many riders in the sky, the minds of longing in their sails, searching for the other side." I take great comfort from that.
Mm.
And he has dedicated it to my brother Tyrone when he was playing in Australia last year, and it was the most beautiful thing, but of course I was poleaxed as well.
Sometimes those two things go hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah.
Hey, thank you both so much for coming in, speaking with us about Cloud and Claire this morning. We will see you at the Hollywood on Sunday.
Thanks, thank you Rich. So much.
Amazing.
Thank you.
If I could sail a galleon ship long, lonely ride across the sky, seek out mysteries while you sleep and treasures money cannot buy. For you know I see you everywhere, a servant girl and empress, my galleon ship will fly and fall, fall and fly and fly and fall, deep into your before the daylight comes, a thousand galleon ships will sail ghostly round the morning sun. so many riders in the sky. The winds of longing in their sails, searching for the other side. And if we rise, my love, oh, my darling, precious one, we'll stand and watch the galleon ships circle around the morning sun.
That is Galleon Ship by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. We'll be returning to our 100% New Zealand music programming shortly, but thanks again to Deb from Cloud Workshop and Billy from the Hollywood for coming in and celebrating their friend Claire and speaking about the excellent Cloud Workshop fundraiser that's happening on Sunday at the Hollywood, a special screening of Fantastic Mr. Fox. All of the money is going to support Cloud Workshop, who support bereaved children through fantastic community space and art making. So get among.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.